Yeah, we all have enemies. We wish we didn't, but we do. There are people out there who are perhaps jealous. There are people out there whom we've perhaps wronged. There are people out there whom we simply rub the wrong way because of who we are. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, don't get me wrong. Not every enemy out there wants to kill us. But let's be honest. There are people out there who would rather that we didn't succeed or prosper. There are people out there who don't wish us well. Those are unpleasant thoughts, and when we encounter them, those are unpleasant people, unpleasant reactions. Back in the Old Testament, there were lots of prayers from God's people to defeat their enemies. Prayers like this one, Psalm 118, verses 9 to 12. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in great leaders. Many enemies surround me, but the Lord's power defeated them. They surrounded me again and again, but I defeated them with the Lord's power. They surrounded me like a swarm of bees, but they were quickly destroyed like a fast-burning bush. I defeated them with the Lord's power. Well, actually, that's a psalm of victory. It tells of what God has done in life and death situations again and again. But what does that mean for us here and now? How does that apply to our enemies? All too often, we place our trust in the wrong things, in charismatic leaders or other people, in ourselves and our own abilities, in goodness knows what. But it is better, far better, to trust in the Lord, because then our confidence is in His perfect judgment. Then our confidence is in His power. Then our confidence is that He will sort this out in the right time. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in great leaders. That's God's word fresh for you today. Hey, that's powerful stuff. But of course, that's how it is with the Word of God. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.